Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim at Hilchos Shabbos. Klal Beis, and we're learning Siman Hey. The Chayyadim is talking about a scenario where a person is trying to take a container of coffee and do hatmana to be able to have hot coffee available to drink. So takes their oven after the fire has been removed. There is a depression in the floor of the oven. Puts the container of coffee in there, and we're trying to figure out what is permitted. So he says that's permitted because the oven itself is not considered a mosav hevel, like we explained before. Then he says the following: Aval im noisin beguma chol shudaber hamosav hevel. Chazal understood that sand, through its ability to reflect heat back, has aloha of mosav hevel. So now he's filling up the hole with sand, so he's being matman, that's directly touching the pot, something which has the halachic status of a mosav hevel. So that's potentially going to be problematic, but we have a heter of that the person has to do full hatmana. He has to surround it all over, and this is all underneath the pot, on the sides of the pot, but not on top of the pot. It's sitting in the depression, and the gap between the depression and the pot is filled with chol. Afal pi she'ein matmen kuloi b'soichet. He says, well, you're not totally immersing the pot inside of the sand. Rak she'shulei ha'kli oibed b'chol. The bottom is on inside of the chol. Is also, so it's a situation where you have hatmana from before Shabbos. Half of that mana is in something which is a moisav hevel. Half of that mana is in something which is only a maimed hevel. You're allowed to be maimed hevel from before Shabbos. Now we discussed this scenario where you're going to surround something totally with a maimed hevel, but there's an actual heat source underneath. There's a fire. You have a pot on the blech, and there's a fire under the blech. You want to insulate the pot with towels all around. So that's a problem. Even though from before Shabbos, even though the towels are maimed hevel, but they will work directly in conjunction with the heat source, and give it a halacha of a maisav hevel. So now the chayyim is taking this a step further and saying it's fully mutman. It's partially maisav hevel. It's a problem. Kim in the chomus of hevel, gezrin and shema yat min kuloi. Since chol is a mosav of hevel, she doesn't say that we look at the maimed hevel is now, chol is not strong enough to confer a maimed hevel, change a maimed hevel into a mosav of hevel, confer a status of mosav of hevel onto the begadim, onto the towels. However, the person says, well, I can be matmin it totally. The chol is mosav hevel, might as well put the whole thing in chol. So we're making up a gzeira over here of this concern. Mar never mentioned such a gzeira, and the question is, where did the chayadim get it from? Later on in Siman Chav, the chayadim continues and discusses the lachas of Bishul. So in Klal Chav, he discusses the lachas of Bishul. In the last Siman in Klal Chav, Siman Chav Beis, he writes the following. I left something out that I wanted to say about the lachos of Atmona in regards to the case of the coffee pot. And this is an important piece. I want to read it to you. He says the following. Roy Lazarus Kane, this is what you should do. The case where you want to put the kavi b'chol, our example we just gave. So a person can immerse the kli into the sand. Not put something on top. So he said right over here, putting something on top with the result that it's totally surrounded, even though it's only partially a mosav hevel, is a problem of a gzera. You might be matmin be mosav hevel totally. He says, no, submerge it in chol and don't surround it on top. But don't do kuloi. So far that sounds consistent with everything which we've been saying. But then he has the following words, Rach chetzio or shlishtoi, a half or a third. In other words, half or more is open. it sounds like for him, if it would be two-thirds submerged in chol, even though it's open, that's going to be a problem. Then he does the etzah, which we're saying over here. Put a pot over the top of it. The pot leaves space between the coffee pot and the walls of the pot that you're using. Or you mentioned the idea of a board, it would be a pot. Put something over it. And then put the begadim on top of that. But there's a gap. Now there's an airspace between your insulator and the pot that you're being matmen. So there's going to be an airspace between your coffee pot and the insulating material. So then you can pile on top of that outer pot as much as you want. Now it sounds like from the Chayotim, if a person would submerge two-thirds of the pot, more than half of the pot in the chol, is going to be a problem, which is a scenario of hatmana b'miksus. We already pointed out that the chayotim haskins hatmana b'miksus is acceptable. The same problem actually exists in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quotes this chayotim, the language of the chayotim in klal chof. Even the Mishnah Berurah in other places says hatmana b'miksus is acceptable. So this is the source of the controversy of how to deal with crockpots. I'm going to explain that in the upcoming shiur, and meanwhile, have a good day.